Bayview Foundation application. Sarah?
Thank you. So this is a Madison project for $6,000. And it's based on an affordable housing complex that's here called Bayview's Community. This is a foundation that's actually applying for it. So they're proposing to do a public art project that would be where design and construction would actually happen with the residents and their neighbors at the site. They're working with a ceramic artist named Brian Cooley. He's a lead artist. There'll be two assistant artists. The primary amount of the Wisconsin Arts Board funding would go to both all those artists' fees as well as art supplies for them. And this is meant to be one of already what's been a series of public art projects that they've done at the site. They're working again with ceramic tiles or structures and tiles to actually produce in alignment with a series of they've done mural panels and kind of other forms that are already present there. So overall, I thought that the engagement intentions, again, history of how they've treated engagement at the site has been strong, particularly with a focus on working with the youth in the area. They had made a video. They made a video with the youth that I thought was particularly compelling. There's an authenticity to that. I do have concern that a lot of the graphics that are being used again for me are what I would call stereotypic. They're not really going in an in-depth kind of exploration of what local culture means to that place. Even though I think there's things about it, the color, the form, some of the symbols that are in there. I'm not trying to diminish that there's meaning inside of that, but just an overall, wondering who Bayview is and how that comes through in actually the physical art production. I just wanted to point out that there's a budget issue for me that happened with almost all the applications, I don't know if you're aware of, where people weren't tending to do their total cash to include the WAP grant. Some people do and some people don't.
So that's an autofill.
I would always tend to include it. So basically, overall cash master would be $20,500, not $14,500.
So it's an autofill. So I'm curious because they don't actually talk about that. So can we just go through that right now since this happened in a number of them?
Yep.
So
if you look at your income is.
I'm going to look on page 7. Okay.
It would say applicant cash, it would say grant amount requested, and then total cash.
Yeah.
Those aren't all adding up. A few of them did it correctly, but most of them did not. Right.
So here's the thing with this form, I'm not quite sure why. It auto adds and auto fills from these forms, so they don't have control over this form, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. So if you look at total cash, it says $14,000, but project budget is $20,500.
So when you add it up, it works, right? $14,500.
So I'm just saying that. If you would add all those numbers up, mm-hmm. your total cash income would be $20,500. There's no in-kind on this one that's added additionally.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying there was some addition problems.
I think there's an addition problem. So what I'm trying to say is, in some of the grants, their total cash income included their grant amount request. So the $6,000 would have already been added in. Then they would additionally add in-kind, then you'd get a project budget that was higher or lower, depending on whether the in-kind is present.
It looks like, to me, this one adds up fine. $4,000 in corporate,
I guess I'm asking, is total cash income to you, does that include the WAP grant or not?
That does not include the Arts Board grant. We tell them not to include that
Okay, so
grant.
Then we can look at the ones that wasn't drawn.
That'd be great.
Okay. So if this is how you want them,
Yes, totally understood.
Okay.
Yes, this is how we would like them to be.
Okay. That was confusing to me because I would consider the grant part of your cash.
That was clearly confusing
not
to me as well.
As opposed to in-kind.
So, right. So this is, right. So they don't have our grant yet, so they can't include it as income, essentially. They can include the sources of cash mm-hmm. that they are using and have from other sources, but they can't include that in their total cash yet because they don't have this grant. So that's why we have grant amount requested separate, in a separate category.
You may just want to foot those line items.
Okay.
Yeah, because for a reason why someone was able to adjust, I can look at the ones when they come
That'd be great. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no,
just one other quick comment. I just think they could use more time for planning and engagement before they do our production.
They need more time for planning and engagement?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would argue for that.
Okay. Advocating for more time for planning and engagement. All right, and I'm going to advocate for us to take a pause again and take a look at the work samples that are here. And if you could all please remind me before we go into the discussion to look at the work samples first, that would be great.
Set.
Oh, great. Okay, lovely.
Out
thank you. Okay. And here they are. So thanks to you all on the phone for bearing with us for a minute.
Looks like there might have been a video, too. Are we interested
there in was. Did you want to revisit the video?
No.
We're
no,
good.
No.
Okay.
No? Okay.
All right, great. Thank you. We can take it off then.
This is
right.
Lynn. I'm glad to see these samples because some of those samples did not come up on my computer correctly.
Okay.
The first one did, and then I missed two or three of them, and then another one would. The video came up, and I thought the video was extremely good. I agree with Sarah on everything that she had to say about this. I had a question about the sculptures. I understand they make sculptures for outside, ceramics for outside. Are these exterior, interior? Mm-hmm. Is there a maintenance plan for them? I'm big on maintenance because, you know, you can put public art, but you want it to look beautiful for all the future years. So that was just a question that I had. I liked that it had a nice mix of people, of races and ages. I didn't think there was a whole lot of money planned for postcards, and flyers wasn't included. But otherwise, I liked the diversity. I think the diversity of the community involved was my biggest plus on that.
I like that there seemed to be an obvious commitment by the Housing Authority. I liked it that this seemed to have grown out of a request by residents for more connection, interconnection. And I actually thought their evaluation piece was pretty strong. It was one of the ones that actually linked evaluation to the program goals. Mm-hmm. And the targets were very clear. Like they said, a quarter of the participants would be new to process participation. So they had clear metrics that they set out in advance.
Any other comments from any of the panelists?
I really like this one. I liked how they included the members of the community into the evaluation process, and I thought their evaluation process also was a very thorough.